This is the Rejoicing in the Word podcast, coming to you from the capital region of the Susquehanna Valley. My name is Josh Hamilton, and I'm here today with Pastor Brandon Starnes. We want to welcome you back to Season 2 of Rejoicing in the Word. And so remember to check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/RWMen. Message us, share us, like us for the quickest updates, and check out the memes, check out the verses, the quotes, etc. Also, make sure to take advantage of the blog, svbcpa.org/RWblog. And if you need a direct link for the podcast, which is available on all major podcast platforms, svbcpa.org/RWpod. And we want to thank you for listening here, joining us back for Season 2. I hope that you caught the specials that came out just last week or so. And we had a great time interviewing Brother Marshall. And really, if you haven't listened to those, you ought to go back, listen to them. They really are going to fit in well with this upcoming season. And so some things that we have new for the upcoming season, we just want to share with you here in this podcast episode. One thing is, as you listen throughout this episode and following episodes throughout the season, we're going to be talking in the beginning a lot about some giveaways that we're doing. And the reason we're doing this is because we want to get some things into your hands, but also because we want to hear some feedback, get some comments from you guys. So on Facebook, like us, follow us, and then message us your email address. And then at the end of the season, we are going to do a drawing. So remember, that's facebook.com/RWMen. And we want you to like us, follow us, and message us your email. And we're going to put all those together at the end of the season. We're going to do a drawing, and then we are going to send out some giveaways to you guys.
Also, just following back up on the blog that you mentioned earlier, in between seasons, one of the unique things we did is we did a 31-day blog for ladies. My wife, Valerie, she wrote a 31-day blog. And so if you haven't, all of that's available on the blog site or also on the Facebook page, facebook.com/RWMen. Well, you were mentioning these giveaways that we're going to be engaging in this year. We're terribly excited about them, looking forward to them, looking forward to feedback from those who haven't yet taken the opportunity to reach out to us. But it has been several weeks, really a couple months, since we've sat down and done a podcast. And before we get into the theme, I thought we'd take an opportunity and just kind of update. But Josh, what did you do over the last couple months?
Oh, well, obviously Christmas and Thanksgiving were in there.
What's that one thing that kind of stands out in your mind?
Well, I caught my first coyote, trapped my first coyote, so that was a big excitement there, kind of something I've been wanting to do for a while, so I was able to get that done over the winter.
And we should let our listening audience know that that's in the greater Harrisburg area, and you might think of us as something suburban, but we've got coyotes.
We do, just 15 minutes away from our church
building. Yeah.
If not in the backyard, but I did not catch it here at the church property.
No, we didn't do that.
But, yes, so that was a big highlight there. Got the freezer full of venison.
Coyote meat.
Well, no, venison. We'll eat that. So, but, yeah. Or, Pastor, what have you been up to here in the past little bit?
Well, keeping with livestock and animals, yeah. We back last summer, we adopted two rabbits. And in my infinite wisdom, I wanted to make sure that we didn't have any, let's just call it high population rabbits. And so where do you get your wisdom from? I Googled it, and I went on YouTube, and I figured out how to gender rabbits. And so I, in my infinite wisdom, with the experience gained on YouTube, I gendered them. And, beginning of December, as the first litter was born, I realized that I was wrong.
Oh, boy.
And so we went through all that. We now had a family of rabbits. We're in the process of rehoming them and stuff. And so that's been an exciting thing. My family has, as a whole, really loved it. It's been a great opportunity to get that experience. But
is there a lesson there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is. I would say it reminds me of the meme I saw about Abraham Lincoln. And it went like this. Abraham Lincoln said, It just goes to show you can't believe everything you read or listen to on YouTube. And so it'd been funnier if we had a live audience.
Oh, wait, just a second.
Oh, there we go.
Live audience.
Live audience. Appreciate that little joke. But yes, this is going to be a fantastic season to enter into. Our church, since our inception back in 2010, about once every 3 years, we have a missions conference. And we invite a number of missionaries in. Sometimes we have a special speaker. And it's just a really great time. I know not all churches engage in that. But for us, being a church plant, really being sent out of another church to be established here, our entire existence, as I'm sure others are as well, is really that engaged in missions. And there's a tremendous aspect of that that constantly brings us back to mind what many of us, at least those that have been around all this time, what many of us would see as something that we experience is also what missionaries, whether they're going to overseas or in other parts of the U.S., is something they engage in. And that is, you know, having a family or families to go, being sent out of a New Testament church and preaching the gospel and seeing a church founded and then growing to the point where you're able to have your own missionaries and be self-supporting and self-sustaining and self-propagating. And that's a fantastic opportunity to see not only the light be formed in your community, but have the opportunity to send that light abroad, to carry the light of the gospel of
Jesus
Christ.
Speaking to which, that brings about our title here for season two is going to be Carrying the Light, Carry the Light.
Mm-hmm.
And it just ended up working out well because we have our missions conference this year. Why not do a season on missions? So that's kind of what brought us here.
There is. And there's a lot with regard to missions to unpackage, if we can use that somewhat oft-used expression. You know, and I think we're going to, as we progress through this series of podcasts, there'll be a number of things that we'll look at, just various perspectives of missions, missions interviews, and, you know, biblical definitions of, you know, what the gospel is, things along that line. And I don't know that we want to take time today and really tell something of a detail of what we're covering every week.
Right.
But it probably would be a good opportunity in this series introduction as we're introducing Carrying the Light to take a few moments and delve into some of the stuff that we're going to engage in.
Sure. Some of the topics you can expect to be discussed are going to be defining missions biblically. What is and what is not biblical missions.
And that's going to be an interesting one because almost regardless of the theological background that someone has, today individuals can talk about missionaries and something comes to the forefront and whatever comes to mind isn't always the biblical truth.
Sure. Another thing, because we're having a missions conference, we want to talk about the purpose of the missions conference, how you and I and churchgoers can get the most out of a missions conference. Specifically, we want to be practical on some areas of missions, even sharing some of the things that our church does.
We do here, yeah.
Yeah. In regards to support or in just a lot of different things. We want to take some time and talk about missionaries from the past.
And of course, we'll be speaking about the greatest, in one sense, missionary that ever was, and that would be the Lord Jesus Christ, ever is. He commended his love towards us and that while we're yet sinners. But also even looking at the scriptures in some of the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul or Peter and things of this nature.
Yeah, another thing we want to look at, and we're hoping to get some veteran missionary experience in here for some of these topics, but dangers of the missions field, you know, compromise, all those different things, what missionaries can face, trials, triumphs, difficulties.
I'm terribly excited about one of the episodes that we'll be having, Trials and Triumphs of Missionary Experience, Missionary Calling. That'll be one that we're looking to partner with as well. It's great to be able to hear someone that be a veteran missionary and talk about, hey, this was a great difficulty. Wow, this was a great time I saw God give victory in a specific matter. So trials and triumphs.
Another thing we want to talk about is how we can be involved.
Yeah.
So opportunities, commands, considerations whenever we're looking at the Great Commission. And some of that's going to be very practical.
It is. And, you know, sometimes we get the idea that if we're not going overseas or over there as it is, there's little that we can do in regards to mission. I think that probably needs to be revisited and considered in a different light.
Yeah, for sure. Another thing that we're going to be looking at is, and this one will kind of be geared towards missionaries that are heading to the field or people that are considering God's calling on their
exactly.
life to be a missionary.
They might even be sitting in a sound church somewhere and praying, Lord, what will you have me do? And the Lord may have impressed on them the idea of, well, I want to surrender my life for missions. And our engagement of this, of one of the coming episodes will be what should you do to prepare for God's calling on your life as it pertains to missions?
You know, and I was thinking too how good this would be for, you know, those of us that aren't going overseas. Well, it's great for us to be able to learn and talk about and hear what missionaries are going through, what hoops they have to get through, logistics, all those different things, passports, visas, and just hearing about that. That way we can better pray for them, better encourage them, better support them. And so we're hoping to have a special speaker in for that too.
Yeah, you know, there's so much that you glean. I know, has been said before, that it somebody would say about learning things by experience, it has a high tuition rate. But there are many things that you only really get to experience because you've been there and had that opportunity. And the reality is, hopefully we're able to interview some missionaries as well, some of them that are seasoned, have been on the field a little bit, and they could give some great insight into areas that they needed to grow, and also areas that God needed to work really in the scope of things that they experienced to prepare them for the field. That is just going to be a fantastic topic.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear from them. And then our other one that we want to make sure we touch on, and you'll hear missionaries talk about what their greatest resource is all the time. They'll always come in, talk about the greatest resource. Thank you for your finances and support.
Yes.
But then they always are thanking you for your prayers. And so we're going to have a whole podcast episode on praying for our missionaries. And so that'll be exciting. If,
you know, every missionary, if they'll really be biblically minded, is going to tell you how invaluable prayers of God's people is. Recently, we had a missionary to an Arctic area country. And, you know, often missionaries will give out prayer cards and they'll say, hey, put this on a refrigerator in your Bible. And this one surprised me. He said, put this in your freezer. That way, you know, when you get out your frost bite ice cream or your ice cubes or whatever, you'll think about a cold country and you'll be able to pray.
I thought that was a really good
way. It was very clever. Unmistakably, an important thing is the prayer of God's people. And we would be remiss if we didn't engage in a little bit of study on that topic as well.
Yeah. I found this verse here in my own Bible study here this past week. And so I thought it would fit well into speaking about praying for our missionaries. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, right there, verses 8 through 11, talks about on their journeys, how they were pressed out of measure, how they were basically at the point of looking at their lives, seeing how frail their life was in the midst of the dangers that they were facing. And he says this in verse 11, ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us might by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. And so I thought it was great there. Paul is telling the people, we appreciate your prayers. We need your prayers because of the prayers of the saints. We're here writing this to you today.
William Carey, who was seen, you know, late 1700s, one of the first English missionaries overseas, as he addressed the Baptist brethren, the association of churches that would be sending him and financing his journey, that was kind of his thing. You know, you hold the ropes of prayer and I'll descend into the darkness. Noting, tipping his hat a little bit at the great importance of having God's faithful people consistently and specifically pray for you. Even though they may never be able to go to that place, though they may not know every detail that experience will bring, they do know the God of heaven and his sovereign opportunity. And so, prayer of God's people, it moves God. And, of course, should be in our heart as we engage and think and consider our missionaries.
You know, and as we close up, we want to do the same thing that we did in season one, and that is to include a Bible verse. Now, last season, we talked a lot about rejoicing in the Word, and so our verses always had to do with some realm of rejoicing. And so since we're carrying the light and looking to carry the light this season, we're going to change up the verse topics a little bit, and we're going to be talking about verses that have to do more with missions mindset, with sharing the gospel, sharing the light, carrying the light. And so let me end our series introduction here with this verse, John 12:46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And so we want to close with that. Thank you for listening, joining us here. We look forward to many more episodes here with season 2 and hope that you take the time and listen and reach out to us. And until next time, thank you for listening.